Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 44, recorded on June 17th, 2024. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and I'm the host of this podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk to members of the training and certification team, namely Jason Trankel, Jasmine Bowman, and Jennifer Schmidt, about some new changes in the training program and certifications. And I'll also review the new GA features in the 2024.06.1.0 release, which started rolling out today, June 17th, 2024. As always, just a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. All right, now I'd like to welcome several members of the training team to the podcast. We've got Jason Trankel and Jasmine Bowman, who are both principal consultants on the training team, and Jennifer Schmidt, who's the Global Director of Training and Certifications. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Happy to be here, Roger. Amazing.
Thanks so much.
No, that's really cool to have you. So, Jen, let's start with you. I've heard rumors about some changes that are coming in the training and certification program. And maybe if you could start with, like, why are we changing anything? What's going on? And what have we heard from our customers?
Yeah, absolutely. And the rumors are true, so I can confirm
that.
Okay, and
nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're super proud to be able to do it. Look, as you know, Roger, feedback is a gift, and we treat it in that way. And so we heard our learners' voices loud and clear. And essentially, they were letting us know, hey, we love your stuff, but we would love shorter classes, more focused content, maybe some additional use cases and scenarios and so forth. And so we looked at all of our data. Our data, we get it from a multiple different ways. We get it from our surveys, and that gives them an opportunity to answer some pointed questions that we have, but also an open text field. And I look at and read every single one of those, and it gives them the opportunity to put their perceptions, their feedback in their own words, as well as in-person events. So as you know, we all just came off of Austin, Texas Trust Week, and the team kicked off the event on Monday, and we had instructor-led courses all day long, and it was an amazing opportunity for these guys and several of our other trainers to work one-on-one directly with our learners. And again, we had support staff in there as well, and we were itemizing and taking down all feedback, all observations, and so forth. So yeah, the rumors are true, and your voice is being heard.
In a nutshell, that's really great, and I appreciate always getting that feedback as well. So what is kind of the changes? I mean, in kind of a TLDR outline of what's coming.
So the main change really is we now have what we call learning tracks. So before we had a long list of courses, and really our learners could take these courses in any given order that they so chose. And a lot of questions that we received were, how do you recommend that we take these courses, right? Which one should we take first? Where should we go from there? So we wanted to give more structure to this program, and these learning tracks do just that. But it also allows us to be scalable. What we see and hear from our learners are there's all of these new functionalities coming out. OneTrust's vision is constantly changing and connections between all of these different tools. So not only do we have this structure to give a path for our learners to follow, but also it allows us to grow with OneTrust and be able to provide all of these new insights as they constantly are coming out.
Yeah, that's really cool. I know one of the things we're trying to do on my team is create like these learning journeys or solution journeys. Like, how do I start with nothing and get to the end? And it's kind of the same way, sounds like along with this, is how do I progress along and learn how to do something? So Jasmine, maybe you could give us a little more insight in what are these tracks and what is that all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we currently have six separate tracks. So there's one for privacy management, one for consent and preference, responsible AI, data discovery, tech risk compliance, third-party risk management. So each of these tracks have their own set of courses, and you are able to complete each individual course and exam, which would earn you a certificate. Now, if you complete all of the courses within a single track, you are able to earn a prestigious track badge. Talked about structuring our content and taking these. So each of these tracks does have a professional level course that acts as a prerequisite to attend our expert level and IT level courses, which pick up where those professional level courses left off. So we do highly, highly encourage those who are interested in taking expert level courses to first take those pro level courses first. Because part of, again, that restructuring, revamping, we have reduced redundancies. So these expert courses really do build off of that professional level content.
So is it required to take those professional level courses before they can take the expert to finish off the track? Is that what you're saying, Jasmine?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So nice.
Completing all will complete the track.
Got it. I know that we offer, well, we just did the stuff at Trust Week where we had the in-person learnings with the instructors, and we also offer the instructor-led training online. Jason, maybe, or Jen, I don't know, are there all these courses that we're talking about now, are they going to be only in person? Are they going to be the instructor-led, or do we have some other options?
So the goal is to give options, and that's exactly what we've done. And so what we debuted at Trust Week is that new program, and that's what's available now. And some of the courses you'll see, actually many of them, are offered in both instructor-led as well as e-learning, and some tracks are just simply in e-learning format. So since we serve a global audience, as well as we're listening to our learners as to what modality is one that they would like to consume better, we have many of our selections are offered in both.
The e-learning is basically self-paced, so you can take that class and then go from there on your own. And then the instructor-led is there's a specific time and place, and you get Jason or you get Jasmine or one of the other trainers in a class.
Yeah, in both types. Yeah, Roger, exactly right. And both types offer access to our training environment. So we're giving them amazing content, we're giving them opportunity to practice, and we give them a little time even after the class to continue to practice and apply what they've learned.
That's cool. So what first comes to mind is like all of the people that have certifications and like this fellow of privacy technology certification or badge that they've already accomplished. What's going to happen with that? Is that going to go away, or how is that going to kind of migrate into this new structure?
Yeah, so we do have plans, but I'm going to let one of these guys explain it to you because it was very intricate. We made it very simple, but don't worry. All of your hard work is going to get acknowledged and easily transferred over or translated over to the new program.
Yeah, Jasmine, maybe you want to take that one?
Sure thing. So with our previous fellow of privacy technology. So that was solely focused on more of our privacy management tools. Now this has been replaced with a new fellow called the Trust Fellow, which is more well-rounded in which he can earn in more ways than just privacy. So our new fellow designation is called Trust Fellow, and you can earn it by taking our tech risk compliance tracks with our data discovery tracks. You can earn this using, you know, our tracks in more areas than just privacy.
Got it.
So more well-rounded.
Yeah. So trust is, I assume that you could do it. I don't know, Jason, is there a required minimum number of tracks to be completed, or what's the requirement to become a Trust Fellow?
Yeah, the requirement's going to be 4 of those 6 tracks, right? So the idea was we don't want to force all of our learners to learn things that they might not need to know, but at the same time have that balance of trust being able to be earned in a lot of different perspectives, right? Like Jasmine was saying, it's not just privacy anymore. It's tech risk. It's AI. It's data discovery. It's third parties, right? So 4 of those 6 track badges must be earned in order to then earn the overarching Trust Fellow.
Got it. So you could actually get the Trust Fellow without doing any privacy if you did at least do four of the other 6. Four out of it. So yeah, you pick which ones you want. That's cool. Are there any other requirements like, you know, work experience or anything like that, or is it just completing those 4 of those 6 tracks?
Yes. So 4 of those 6 tracks must be earned, and then you have to have at least 1 year of experience in either like the GRC realm or the data privacy realm. You can bypass that. You don't have to have a year experience if you do have an IAPP certificate. So any IAPP certificate will take the place of that year experience or OSEG's GRCP certification.
Okay. And how's that? Is that just done? They submit that in to you or someone, Jason, and you just look at what that is and figure out, oh yeah, they do qualify or not.
Exactly. So We will run a report on our side to see when somebody earns the four track badges, and then we will enroll them into, we call it a course in One Trust University, but it's really just a questionnaire of gathering that additional information to know that they've gotten that last piece of qualification.
Got it. Makes sense. Okay. Well, that's really exciting. And I'm hoping that everyone is looking forward to this and these tracks. That'll be cool. Is there anything else, either Jasmine or Jason, that you want to talk about with respect to these new structures? Like, where does AI come and play and any of the other content that we're putting out there?
Absolutely. So a track that has caught some attention is our responsible AI track. And you know, AI has become a popular topic in general these days. So we do have this tool overview course that we plan to launch sometime next month we'll have more coming down the line this year, including a background course on responsible AI. So this tool overview course, it does aim to provide a base understanding of, you know, what is AI governance, what is its importance, and it focuses on these key configurations and practices to get your AI governance programs up and running within our trust intelligence platform. While our background course focuses on the topic of AI governance itself and will provide, you know, a foundational knowledge on those important concepts, regulatory information and best practices on getting started on your program, because there's much, you know, uncertainty around the world of AI. So we want to give some kind of base level knowledge on the topic. So these are professional level courses, and you know, following the same structure, they're going to serve as prereqs for our future expert level courses that we plan to develop later this year. So those expert level courses are going to cover different use cases within the realm of AI governance and what our new program has shown and what Jen has called to is feedback is important to us. So we're going to take that into consideration when we develop those use cases and content to cover for our expert courses. So be on the lookout in late July when we plan to offer that tool overview course on our website, and then that background course will follow in the coming months. But we do have more exciting items that I'll hand over to Jason too.
Yeah, for sure. So another track, Jasmine was just talking about our responsible AI track, but we also have a completed data discovery track as well. So Jasmine's talking about AI. With AI, there's no machine unlearning, right? There's just machine learning. So once that data is in there, it can't unlearn it. And so data discovery is crucial for this. So we are very, very, very excited to have this data discovery track because it can do that. It can make sure that you have this clean data, some good data hygiene, but it can do so much more than that too. It's a really powerful tool that we have. So we actually, because of that, broke it out into six different courses within the data discovery track. So those are then split out even further. So we have two professional level courses. Those are going to be your more base level foundational information. We have expert courses, which is how you can use the data discovery tool to impact other areas of the platform. And we have IT courses. So for example, our two professional level courses, we have background, which is not necessarily about OneTrust per se. It's more so just answering that question of what is data discovery and governance? Why is it so important? And then we have module overview, which it takes those concepts and shows how OneTrust can apply to solve these complex issues and obstacles that our customers are facing. From there, we have those two expert level courses. So we have privacy rights automation, where you can take all of this data that you are discovering in your data sources and automate answering and responding to privacy rights requests. We have data policies where you're able to identify violations to different data policies that you create as an organization due to data retention or data minimization, and you can act on those. You can build in integrations and delete files if you need, or mask data that users shouldn't have access to. And then we even have IT level courses. We have infrastructure to show how worker nodes can be deployed and how to connect to data sources. We have integrations and scan configuration, which can look more into how to actually complete these scans and the capabilities that you have and the pathways to figure out what exactly do we have so that we can act on it and be able to adhere to these regulations across the globe. So much functionality and capabilities within this tool. So I know I'm talking a lot, but I just hope that shows how excited I am about this track, because we've really worked hard on it, and there's so much to learn within.
Yeah, it's an amazing track, and I need to go through it myself, but it's people don't really understand how, I'm sure some do, but most don't, is like how much data is out there and how much information, if AI gets a hold of it, is going to use it, and it's an amplifier, and like you said, there's no one learning. Once it has it, it's going to put it out there, and it's going to make it available and amplify that information. So you've got to make sure what you've got, not only from an AI perspective, but also from, you know, the whole privacy perspective as well. You just got to know what you've got, and you're doing your data maps or anything like that. It just adds so much to it. So that's really exciting. When did that data discovery, I know you've been working on that for a while. When did that first come out, or is it all done and all ready to go?
It's been an ongoing process. We've been working on it for about a year.
Yep.
Every single course, we worked with subject matter experts. We built it out. We piloted it. We took the feedback from that pilot. We restructured and incorporated the information that we received. And then we translated it into an e-learning and then published it as we went. So it's slowly been building, but it is 100% complete.
Nice.
As of about 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
So
nice.
Six courses
have you done,
already.
Have you done all of the courses yet now, or is you working waiting for the maiden voyage on a couple of them?
Oh, no, they are all ready to be enrolled in.
Oh, nice. Ready to go. And Jasmine, just quickly, I know you did at least one of the sessions at Trust Week on the AI stuff, and I know sitting beside you all in the other room right next door that every single session the rooms were completely full. How was that course received, and how do you feel that went at Trust Week?
So it was one of our highly attended courses. Even looked at post Trust Week that we've seen that many people have completed their certifications as well. So we are, gathering that feedback. We do see that they see that it is a base level course for them to dive deeper into. Many are interested in the topic itself. So that's what we are providing with this background course to come.
Nice.
So many see similar functionalities within the platform to be able to know, be familiar with how to use the tool itself, but understanding how to apply it in an AI perspective for tracking their different projects, models, and data
sets. That's cool. So maybe sticking with you, I know this is all really cool stuff in the track, but I know we also have, I don't even know how many, lots and lots of people that have existing certificates and certifications with us. What happens with all of those folks? Like, how do they migrate their certifications over to this new format that we've got?
We don't want to dismiss anyone's hard work, effort. Those did not go to waste. All of those past certifications, they do translate into our new course structure. So we do even have a fun infographic within our website, onetrust.com. So we have a dedicated certifications page with how those old courses translate to the new structure. So for example, our previous Privacy Pro course was an 8-hour course that took place over a span of 2 days, but now it's been split into 3 shorter classes between Privacy Management Pro, Consent and Preference Pro, and Third-Party Risk Management Professional. So those who currently hold the former certifications, those are still valid all the way until they naturally expire. So we aren't changing anything about that, but we will be, in the very near future, mass enrolling those who do have these former certifications to be enrolled in their course equivalent exams under the new structure. So that way, when their certifications do expire, they're going to be able to renew under the new structure.
Okay. All right. And so Jason, what if I can't wait? Like, what if I need, I'm raring to go and I want to get some of these new certifications. What do I do now?
You don't have to wait.
Cool.
Right.
Nice.
So, don't have to wait. As soon as that mass enrollment's done that Jasmine is referring to, we are going to give the ability to go ahead, click that button to take the exam of the new course, right? They don't even have to reattend the new structured course. because they already have it, right? It's been translated. The content is just being structured in a different format. So they can immediately, as soon as that mass enrollment's done, click the button, take the exam, and earn the updated certificate for that particular
So if I got like Privacy Pro right now and I'm good, I don't expire until later in the year, January, maybe 2025, I can go through and get that and just get the new certificate right now, right? As soon as we do this mass enrollment, yeah.
As soon as the mass enrollment's done. But you can also wait. If you want to wait and do it later and spread your certificates out, that's fine too. If you want to wait until your current privacy professional does expire and then just take the new exams and do it naturally as if you would every single year, that's completely fine too. We leave that completely up to the learner. The only thing that we do want to state is that you only have that option for 3 months post the expiration date. So you mentioned January 1st, right? If your certificate expires, your current certificate expires on January 1st, you will only have access to those exams up 3 months after. So January, February, March, April 1st, right?
So after April 1st, I can't just take the exam. I'm going to have to take the course, and then I can take the exam, right? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, yep. That makes sense. That makes sense, yeah. So, Jen, I guess back to you. Like, I want to register for this now. Can I do it now, or do I need to wait until after this mass enrollment?
Absolutely. You can go out there now to our website, onetrust.com/certifications. The entire website has been completely, a new face is on there, and we have our infographics explaining all the things we just discussed in more detail, but also all of our new sessions are out there, and we're working to publish in the next couple of weeks all of our July sessions as well. So yes, you can go out there now and start enrolling in classes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I guess if anyone has any questions about this, or they think it's great, or they're worried about their certifications, who can they contact, or what should they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things. We really, really worked hard on all of the communications. So obviously our website is, you know, our centralized location for all of our newest, latest and greatest from sessions to information. But then also we have a monthly newsletter that we push out, and that gives a more concentrated write up of all the things to come with a link back out to our centralized hub, which is onetrust.com/certifications. But also, if in fact you're still not getting the answers you need, please do not hesitate to reach out to us at training@onetrust.com. That is our support email. Every one of your emails gets looked at, gets answered, as well as, again, with the data, we track all trends to questions and so forth to figure out how else can we improve our communications as well as our trainings.
Nice. Nice. That's awesome. Wow, that's a lot of information, but you guys have seems like you've been really, really busy over the last year or two, I imagine. This is a huge step forward. Really looking forward to it and really excited for you guys and for everyone that's taking these classes. And thanks again for listening to the feedback from our customers and taking that into account and actually just kind of like redesigning the entire thing. This is awesome. So any last closing thoughts from anyone?
Well, I just wanted to say, again, a big thank you for having us on, Roger. We really appreciate you. It helps us to get the word out there. But the other is, I hope that we can come back and maybe next quarter, because as you know, we have another very exciting announcement to get out there as well. So if it's next quarter or the quarter after that, we have even more amazing things to come for our learners.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get you on in a couple months. Absolutely. Not a problem. So thanks again. Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Jason and Jasmine. Really appreciate you taking the time to join the podcast. And I love the fact that you think there are people listening. I don't know if there are or not. I think there are, but we'll pretend there are. And like I said, if you guys have any questions about your certifications or need to ask Jen or the team anything, just go ahead and email everyone at training@onetrust.com. Thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, appreciate it, Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
Okay, now let's take a look at all the new features that were released in the 2024.06.1 release as general availability. Starting in dashboards and reporting, we have a new 30-minute interval support for report schedules. Schedule column and PDF reports using the new 30-minute intervals available in the time of day field of the Add Schedule module on the report schedule screen. This enhancement provides you with more flexibility in scheduling reports to be built and sent at the time that is more suitable for your business needs. In Data Catalog, we've added one new feature, Saved Views of Violations List. Now you can create a custom view of the Violations Found List screen using a combination of visible columns and applied filters. This enhancement allows users to set their preferences for what violation details are shown so they can easily surface targeted information for review and remediation. In Data Discovery, we have one new feature, Classifier List Screen Filter. Sort your view of the classifier's list screen with filters to detect source and associated term values. This filtering enhancement allows users to choose classifiers by system or custom status, plus surface multiple classifiers that are related to a chosen term, like phone number for Australia phone number or France phone number, and so on. In mobile and CTV OTT consent, we have one new feature that's shared across multiple platforms, including Android, Android TV, Unity, Roku, and Xamarin. And this new feature is display vendor count in banner and preference center descriptions. You can leverage the variable vendor underscore number when confirming your SDK to display the number of vendors to show your end users. The variable can be used in the following fields: banner additional description, banner data privacy declaration description, and preference center description. And finally, in universal consent and preference management, we have two new features. The first is new access setting for multi-identity preference centers. You can configure whether a child data subject has access and permission to view and edit their parents' preferences by enabling the prevent children from accessing parent preferences setting in the page configuration section of the preference center. This enhancement allows you to show or hide parental details, providing you with the ability to control access to sensitive data and avoid unauthorized modifications in the multi-identity preference centers. The last feature in this area and in the last feature in general is one-click unsubscribe link in preference center. You can set up a one-click unsubscribe link on the integrations tab of the preference details screen and implement it in the footer of your email communications. This enhancement allows users to easily opt out of a single purpose, optionally redirecting them to the corresponding preference center to manage their preferences, improving the user experience and reducing spam score. And that's all for this week. Thanks to Jason, Jasmine, and Jen for coming on and telling us all about that great new training and certification stuff that they're doing. It sounds amazing, and I know they put in a ton of work, so please check it out. And if you have any questions, please email them at training@onetrust.com. And if you have any feedback for the podcast, any questions or recommendations or any other feedback, please don't hesitate to email us at podcast@onetrust.com. Next week, we'll be back on the 24th. Looking forward to that. And hopefully I'll have a product manager or some other folks to join us. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you then.